Our 840 guest was love.
Why didn't you mention that?
Them.
Okay, as we promised here yesterday, we will do the most disturbing story you've ever heard. I'll do it against my own wishes. What do you think about that?
Okay, cheap. That's what I think.
But first, a high-profile arrest in China. Chinese actor and singer J.C. Chan was arrested for marijuana consumption and possession in Beijing yesterday. He is the son of...
Jackie.
Yes. And he also has an entertainment career. He was in Mulan and some movie called Too Young. But he's been in the entertainment industry since the aughts. So he's 32 now. So he tested positive for marijuana consumption. And I read the headline. It says, arrested for marijuana, Jackie Chan's son could face execution.
Wow. Whoa.
They ain't messing around over there in China.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I was like, man, this the what kind of country is that? I mean, come on, it's just pot. And then I read it, he was arrested with 100 grams of marijuana. That's a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot. That's dealing a lot. So drug dealing is the thing that is technically an executable offense in China. China has executed, it says in 2010 they executed 6 people over drug dealing related cases. So Jackie Chan, the papa, he traveled to China. He's trying to help his son out.
The papa.
Trying to pull any strings that he can. Jackie Chan, who, by the way, is Ticket's own.
Okay.
I'd never even heard of Jackie Chan before Rush Hour,
mm-hmm.
that movie Rush Hour. You know, he's a big deal over there and has been for decades. But Rush Hour was the first that I had heard of him. And did you know him before that one?
Nope.
And I interviewed him for that movie. And then I watched that movie and read that he did it all his own stunts. And I'm like, man, that's really impressive, the stuff that he does. He's real likable, and I think Jackie Chan's really harmless and fun. He's fun to watch.
They're fun.
But his son, JC, that guy, he is a thug.
So there's there's a list of the most dangerous countries to be arrested for drug use in.
I'm glad that IT department has your browser search now.
They include Saudi Arabia, Vietnam, Singapore, Malaysia, and China, where they say, by conservative estimates, China executes between 2,000 and 15,000 people a year for assorted drug offenses.
Is that bad? Is that bad?
They have a zero tolerance policy.
Zero tolerance policy. Jackie Chan, the dad, current member of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, which is their, I guess, part of the legislative body over there. He is also an anti-drugs spokesperson in China.
Oops.
So we'll continue to follow this story, if indeed there is a story to follow.
Do celebrity family members get special treatment over there?
Oh, I think that Jackie Chan's going to pull some strings.
Yeah.
And he's going to, you know, he'll get some sort of year in prison, which is nothing to sneeze at. You're in a Chinese prison?
He'll give the...
The bars are close together.
He'll give the judge a 20th anniversary special upgraded copy of Rush Hour.
What?
Signed.
That doesn't sound that great.
With a t-shirt.
Director's notes.
No, he'll appear at the judge's daughter's birthday party or something. And the judge will hold a gun on him while Jackie Chan just does stunt after stunt. In Austria, there was an explicit video filmed, a pornographic video, filmed inside a Catholic church.
Nope.
One of the videos in question shows the woman who performs under the name Babsy opening her top and caressing her breastises while holding a Bible and a rosary. And it never shows her face. But a churchgoer who saw the video recognized the interior of the building.
How did he see this video?
No telling how many other churchgoers recognized the interior of the building and just didn't say anything about it.
Right.
Good day, mate.
Then someone else recognized the breasts.
Hmm.
That's pretty impressive.
And
right
gave
there.
The identity of the woman, and she was arrested.
I knew it.
And then all the Catholics there debated whether the church needed to be reconsecrated.
Hmm.
Because sex is so dirty that it fouls the church if a woman caresses her breast in a church. Now, ultimately, the powers that be decided that, quote, as the woman's sins had not been enough. Oh, they decided not to consecrate the church because the woman's sins had not been enough to drive out God. But it makes it sound like it was close.
She was
it
trying.
Was close. God almost was driven out of a church. Look at the picture here. There's a still photo of the...
Hey now.
...of Babsy's work.
Okay.
You're a Catholic. You're supposed to be very offended.
George, you'll like this.
Craig has not...
Why me?
He looked at the picture for about 20 seconds and never saw a pew. He never saw the stained glass window back behind it.
That's true.
That's just wrong.
All right, I'm warning you. This next story is the story. We teased this yesterday at this time. Dang it. It's the story of Kenneth Douglas of Hamilton County, Ohio. He admitted in court that he romantically abused three corpses at a morgue where he worked. But he went on to say that he has had romantic with up to 100 patients of his.
Keep it 100.
They're not really patients.
I don't want to say bodies. It's just too harsh.
Well, we send him to China and let them handle it.
He had love with 100 unanimated partners.
100.
Well, that doesn't work.
No, that makes it sound like it's a blow-up doll.
Right.
Bodies.
100 formally animated... Okay,
say dead bodies.
Ooh.
You wanted to do the story.
He said that he would do this when he was
about for 24 hours.
When he was drunk or on drugs. His wife testified in a deposition. So he has a wife. That he would come home reeking of booze and Grex.
How does she feel when he's more attracted to dead bodies than to her?
How bad must she be in bed?
I wouldn't blame her in this thing.
Yeah, I get you. Good point. We shouldn't be blaming her. She called the coroner's office and reported him, but the morgue supervisor told her to stop calling. So in this lawsuit that's been brought against him, it's the families of three victims who've sued now. He's 60 years of age. 60 years of age.
So disturbing. Those
it
poor
is.
Families.
No kidding. And he would do this sometimes while they're being stored awaiting autopsies.
So pretty fresh.
Yes. But no one knew that he had been, and apparently he'd been doing this for years because he has drug and alcohol problems, and he'd said that he would get wasted, and then he would do it again after swearing him that he would never do it again, right? So his crimes did not come to light until 2008. Now, get how he was caught. One of the girls whose family is suing, she was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
And during their autopsy, her killer admitted that he had done away with her. But he kept saying, even though there was evidence that she had been, some stuff had happened to her down there, He said, well, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. He admitted to the murder, but not the assault. So they tested this body and found the morgue worker.
This guy's doing it before the autopsy.
Right. So they were trying to convict this killer, saying, no, you did this too. You did this too. We have the evidence. And then finally, you know, then they do the DNA test, and oh, well, this doesn't match. And it matched the guy in the morgue. How messed up? How messed up is this? The guy at the age of 60, over 100.
Do you want some information on necrophilia?
Oh,
according
make that a drop.
According to
when Troy's on the phone.
According to research,
that's generic.
68% of those necrophiliacs reported the desire to possess a non-resisting or non-rejecting partner.
So it's all about that. It's all about that they fear interaction with an adult, with a person who has their own agency.
Yeah, that could say, no, I don't like you, or I don't want to get physical with you, or something like that. So that's what the majority, that's what drives them. 21%. Reunions with a romantic partner.
What?
So it's after the wife or girlfriend or ex has died.
I can't hear anymore. We need a puppy story. Let's talk about puppies.
15% report that it's a sexual attraction to corpses. They're just
cupcakes and candy, cupcakes and candy.
And the other 15% say it's comfort or overcoming feelings of isolation.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, we're going to pick it up. We're going to play the song. Yay!
Don't back away from this. You're the one who promoed this yesterday and has been waiting to do it for 24 hours.
And a very tiny percentage give the reason as they are seeking self-esteem by expressing power over a homicide victim.
You can't save it. There you go. Hope you're happy. That's what you wanted to talk about, your stupid corner. And that's what he does. He introduces something that will stay with us for the rest of the day, and then he backs away and plays songs on his guitar.
And that's why he's the arsonist.
That's why he's a jerk.
In happier news, sunshine.
All right, thank you. Sunshine. That's the corner. It's 9:32 here on The Ticket. Coming up next, Evan with an update on the Rangers pennant chase.
I want to make love to dead
things. Ah! Welcome back to DFW.